The DNR pulled back on one pier plan a few weeks ago after state realtors claimed the proposal would affect tens of thousands of pier owners. Now the department says only the largest 1% of existing structures would need a state permit, about 2,000 piers in all. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says the department took a more precise look at things and spelled out who needs to do what.
If you have a pier that is more than 8 feet wide and has a loading platform of more than 200 square feet, you would have 3 years to do one of three things. You could either downsize it to the point of the exemptions where you'd need to do nothing at all. You could downsize it to under 200 square feet, in which case you could register it for free, or you could apply for a one-time individual permit. And we could then look at it and determine whether or not you were eligible for it.
The previous DNR plan required a $50 charge to cover costs for pier registration. Ames says new piers would not be able to have so-called party platforms. He says this week's proposal balances the rights of waterfront property owners with the need to protect areas of shallow water that are vital habitat for fish. Tom Larson of the Wisconsin Realtors Association says his organization will take a close look at the DNR's new language.
If they truly grandfather 99% of the existing piers and not 99% of the existing large piers, then we'll be happy and most of our concerns will be addressed.
Larson says it would be unfair to create new standards for existing piers. The plan goes to the DNR board next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.